new Hot 101.5.
Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
Sometimes it can literally be devastating when you go out on that first date and you think it's wonderful.
There's such a connection.
Yes, and they never call you back.
I hate that.
That is why we do Blown Off. If you've been in that situation recently, let us know. Go to hot1015tampabay.com/blown off. Tracy, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm okay. So was this one of those situations where the first date was wonderful?
I thought so. I had a really great time.
What'd y'all do for your first date?
Well, we went out miniature golfing, actually.
Oh. I love that for a first date. It's so much better than movies or something because you actually are, you know, walking around, you're talking with each other, you're getting to know each other. There's a little bit of competition. That's like a perfect first date.
Yeah, it was really fun.
And now, how did you two meet?
We met at the grocery store.
Oh.
I mean, this sounds like a match made in heaven.
Please explain how that went down.
We were waiting this super long line at the deli, and he struck up a conversation. And after about 20 minutes or so, I actually asked for his number.
Oh, good for you.
I love it. So you, I mean, this sounds like fate to me.
Yes.
Now, how long ago was the date?
It's been a little over 2 weeks, and he hasn't called or texted me, no.
How did the date end off? Was it everything left on good terms?
Yeah. I mean, he did a little move where he, you know, he came behind me and he helped me out with my little mini golfing technique and stuff. Oh. And
like, I just don't see what the issue is here.
I full on have been lurking around the grocery store kind of hoping that he'll stop by, but I haven't run into him.
I would do the same thing.
I know, right? This sounds, I'm almost a little bit devastated for you right now that he hasn't texted you or called you back.
Yeah.
Well, Tracy, let's do this. We're going to try to get him on the phone and we can try to find out why you were blown off. Is that okay?
Thanks. It sounds great.
Okay, cool. We'll do that in 3 minutes.
I don't like the way he's looking at you. I'm starting to think you want him to. Am I crazy? I've lost you. Call me obsessed. It's not your fault that they hurt, but I'm in
the new Hot 101.5.
Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
To me, this sounds like fate almost. Tracy met Jim at the grocery store.
In the deli line.
It sounds wonderful.
And then they went to mini golf for their first date, which I think is perfect.
And he helped her out. It sounds wonderful. So, Tracy, are you ready to try to get Jim on the phone to find out why he has not called you back?
Yeah.
All right. Be prepared for anything.
Yeah, as I'm learning, like, there's just no telling with these things.
Right. So, Tracy, just make sure to stay quiet while we talk to him, okay?
So curious. I hope he picks up.
Hello?
Hey, is this Jim?
Speaking.
This is Miguel and Holly from The Miguel Show on the new Hot 101.5.
Hi, Jim.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. I wanted to ask you a couple of questions. You went out with our friend Tracy to play miniature golf. You met her at the grocery store, and she was telling us that it's sort of been like this mini whirlwind romance so far, but she was just a little curious on why she hasn't heard back from you lately.
I haven't called her back because that girl is awful.
She's awful? What do you mean awful?
She's the most negative person I've ever met in my life. She hated everything we did that day. All she did was complain.
Okay, we have Tracy on the phone. Now, Tracy, you made it sound like everything was wonderful. Were you being this person?
No, I don't hate everything. I'm just really picky, and I had a fun time on the date.
Well, I wouldn't call hating water picky. I mean, that's just nuts.
No, I don't hate it. I just really like it at a certain temperature.
Oh, dear.
What do you mean hating water? What?
Well, no, I don't hate water, but, you know, maybe if you would have paid attention to my request of half cold, half room temperature, you wouldn't have had to go back 3 times.
You had to go back 3 times to get her water?
It was a date. You should have just drank what the hell I got you, okay? I wasn't going to bring you back, like, bathtub water. What do you think I was going to do? We got pizza, and she didn't even like pizza. Who doesn't like pizza?
If you were a real gentleman, you would have taken me out to dinner in the air conditioning, not some cheap date outside where I almost sweat to death.
Oh, dear.
Okay, I see where we're going here.
Okay, we live in Florida, all right?
True.
It's hot.
I agree with Jim.
It's hot, okay? We live in Florida. I mean, sometimes you're going to have to do stuff. It's a little uncomfortable when it comes to the heat, you know? But we were trying to have a fun time. I thought it'd be good, you know? I mean, what girl doesn't like putt-putt?
Apparently, I don't.
What do you like?
I like lots of things. Not you.
Oh.
Well, obviously.
Yeah! Blown off.
Blown off. If you missed it, download the Hot 101.5 app now.
Free for your iPhone or Android.